Okay, let's unpack this. We're diving into something pretty significant happening nationwide. It's about how distracted driving is being enforced, and specifically how it's hitting professional CDL holders.
Yeah, our sources are showing these AI-powered cameras are spreading, well, really quickly, like tireless new spotters out there.
Exactly. So our mission today is to break down what this means. We need to understand the tech itself, the key federal law, which is crucial here, and the frankly, high-stakes consequences.
Right. For both drivers and carriers. It's serious stuff.
So let's paint a picture. You're a pro driver. Maybe you glance down, phone resting on your lap. Just checking the map for a second. You think you're okay.
Uh-huh. Seems harmless enough.
Then bam. State Patrol lights up behind you. Trooper says you were holding your phone. How? How did they possibly know?
And that's the thing. They knew. Because this tech is already out there. We're talking pilots or full deployment in, what, over 20 states now?
20. Wow. Like where?
Places like North Carolina, Minnesota, Georgia, Arkansas. It's not just a test anymore. This AI enforcement is becoming the new reality for roadside checks.
Okay, so if AI is the spotter, how does it actually work? Tell us about these new eyes, like that heads-up system. Where do they even put them?
Yeah, so systems like that from Accensys are often mounted high up. Think overpasses, sometimes work zone equipment. And they use these high-res cameras.
High-res, okay. What's the AI looking for?
It's actually pretty specific. The AI is trained to detect basically two key things. A driver physically holding a cell phone.
Holding it, okay.
And also seatbelt noncompliance. It's apparently very accurate, much more consistent than, you know, just human spotting.
But wait a second. Does that mean a robot is just sending you a ticket in the mail?
No, no, that's a really important point. It's generally not an automated ticket.
Ah.
The AI flags a potential violation, like seeing a phone in hand. It then sends that image, that evidence, in real time to a human officer.
An officer waiting down the road.
Exactly. That officer reviews the image right then and there. If they confirm the violation visually from the picture,
then that's the probable cause for the stop.
Precisely. The human element is still there for the actual enforcement decision. The AI just makes the initial spotting almost certain, not random.
That certainty really makes the rules critical then.
Yeah.
Because lots of drivers get confused by state laws, right?
Yeah.
Hands-free here, texting only there. Primary offense, secondary.
Right, it's a patchwork. Yeah. But for a CDL holder, honestly, all that state-level stuff, it's kind of a distraction.
Why is that?
Because you're held to a stricter federal standard, always. The FMCSA rule, 49 CFR section 392.82, that's the one that matters.
And that federal rule applies everywhere.
Yeah.
All states, all the time.
All states, all times. If you hold a CDL and you're operating a commercial vehicle, that's your baseline, period.
So what does 392.82 actually forbid? Because the cameras look for phone in hand, but maybe you're not texting.
And this is the real aha moment for a lot of drivers. The federal rule is stricter than just texting. It forbids holding a phone to make or take a call.
Okay.
It also forbids using more than a single button press to dial, answer, and a call, anything like that.
Single button.
Right.
Reaching for it. Or like the scenario we mentioned, resting it on your lap to check GPS.
Exactly. Reaching for it means it's not mounted, you're interacting with it. Resting it on your lap to glance down often requires holding it or multiple touches. That's a violation under 392.82.
So the camera seeing phone in hand directly catches a violation of that federal rule.
Precisely. The rule you were already supposed to be following, keep it mounted. Hands-free operation only.
Okay, that clears up a lot. So now we know the rule. What happens when these cameras do lead to a violation? What are the stakes?
Ah, they're astronomical, really. For the driver, fines can go up to $2,750 per offense.
Wow, per offense.
And the carrier, they can get hit with penalties up to $11,000 if they're seen as allowing or requiring the driver to use the phone improperly. But the CSA impact, it's huge, too.
Right, the CSA score. That follows carriers for a long time. How bad is this violation?
It's a 10-point hit. 10 points in the unsafe driving basic category.
10 points?
Yeah.
What's that comparable to?
Same severity points as reckless driving. Or speeding 15 miles per hour or more over the limit. It's a major violation.
Jeez. And multiple violations.
Can lead straight to driver disqualification. Maybe 60 days, maybe 120 days off the road. Plus, think about insurance rates. The carrier's overall safety rating. It's a massive domino effect.
So the takeaway here seems pretty clear. Fleets can't just react anymore. What's the playbook now?
Absolutely. It has to be about prevention. A 100% compliant culture. That means policies often stricter than the bare minimum of the law.
Like what specifically?
Like requiring all devices to be in a secure cradle. dash mount, window mount, whatever, before the truck moves.
So the driver, the mantra is?
Mount it before you move it. Simple as that. If you need to mess with navigation, make a call that requires more than a button press. Pull over. Find a safe legal spot first. The margin for error is gone.
So just to bring it all together, these AI cameras aren't making new rules. They're just super effective enforcers of serious federal regulations already on the books.
Exactly. They've been there for years. This tech trend is basically a massive warning shot for the whole industry.
Right. Okay, so given that just one of these 10-point violations can spike insurance and jeopardize a career, here's something for you to think about. How does the sheer certainty that this new enforcement tech brings fundamentally force every single fleet to rethink what a safe driving culture means? Does it have to shift entirely from just punishing mistakes to proactively preventing them from ever happening?